This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
You know, Plomp, you were saying earlier that being in love is a fool's game. And yeah. I'm just wondering if you think you'll ever love again after losing Diane Keaton for the last time.
Well, I think I'll definitely love again, but I may not dance again. Of course, Diane, a beautiful dancer.
And that's an trained. Hour. Okay, that's an hour, everybody. So the episode, ended. It is time to get going. And it was so nice catching up with you guys.
Thanks, Felix. Good seeing you, Plomp.
Good.
Do you need a ride home?
Actually, I was going to stick around. I don't know if you know the podcast after us, but it's their 300th episode.
Oh, that's right. God,
the Riddle People?
Yeah, it's like, is that the name of the show? The Riddle People? What's it called?
The Riddle Peoples.
It's the Riddle Peoples or something. It's like they do like a joke. It's like they do a joke podcast.
You know, yes. I have a bit of a problem with them. They make a mess of this place. There's crumbs.
Oh, yeah.
There's weird. It's sticky
There's
all the time after the year.
One wet seat. Just one sopping wet seat.
Sopping wet seat. It's disgusting. Oh, here they come.
Oh, here they come.
Hi.
Big smiles.
Happy Back. 300, Riddle
Happy
People.
Congratulations.
Hey, actually, we don't talk to the cleaning staff, so if you guys can just finish up doing whatever you're doing.
Oh, no, GPC, this is the Hey Relationship People. We share space with them.
Oh, I just dumped a Dr. Pepper on this guy. I am so sorry.
It's okay. Actually, a lot of people dump Dr. Peppers on me. I'm beginning to think if it happens once, someone's an asshole. But if it happens as many times as it happens to me, I think I maybe just attract it.
You have a dump a Dr. Pepper face. Does that make sense?
Yeah, this guy's got big dump Dr. Pepper out of energy.
We just wanted to congratulate you on 300 episodes. Incredibly impressive. But we're going to head out and leave you to record what I'm sure is going to be a great episode. Gets in hot air balloon, goes up to the sky, hits some wires, hot air balloon bursts into flames, dives out at the last second onto a moving truck, and rides off into the distance.
Bye, Beverly. I'm sure it's going to be a great episode. We got you a Dairy Queen ice cream cake. You just have to go pick it up. It's in the freezer. Just ask for Plomp. Starts to fade away. Turns black and white. Legs turn into a skidoo. Runs up the wall. Legs turn back to legs. Hurts self real bad. Army crawls out the door. Beep.
And I guess I am going to go find a towel. Seems like the other gentleman here has poured another Dr. Pepper on me. And stop filling up cups of Dr. Pepper. I'm going to go. You don't need to fill up any more cups of Dr. Pepper. Jumps into my memory, spends time with my son.
Hey, sorry, you're still standing here wistfully thinking of someone.
I'm going to dump a Dr. Pepper on your ass. Two Dr. Peppers on this guy.
Ooh, I went in. Three.
All right, fuck those guys.
All right, bye.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
I can't believe it's 300. I thought our last episode was 300. Remember, Aaron?
Didn't you do episode 300, Aaron? Wasn't that an episode that you did?
Yeah,
you feel like we've done this.
You did like This Is Sparta, and then like people showed up.
Yeah, I think we did this.
I think we did it.
I'm gonna eat that ice cream cake, but
ooh, that could really hit the spot—an ice cream cake.
I have had way too much Dr. Pepper to even consider eating ice cream cake.
You know, I love ice cream cake. I think I just don't eat it very often because I don't have the money, puzzies.
Uh-oh.
It
What's
pays
happening?
To be right. Adel Refai's 300th episode giveaway.
Wait, is it not a $300 giveaway? I mean, That's right there, right?
Addle. Is it not a $300 giveaway?
Addle.
Is it not a $300 giveaway, Addle?
Addle, it's fine. You'll eat ice cream cake another time.
Keep saving. Keep
Addle for five, $300 giveaway. He promised to give us $300, and he's definitely going to do it. Uncle Addle writes a check. Hit it, Arnie.
Money, money, money. Puzzies, puzzies, puzzies. It pays to be right. Addle revise.
$300
giveaway.
Addle revise. $300 giveaway.
Based on the book Attitude, My Life and Riddies and Puzzies. Uncle Addle writes a check.
That's right, we're back, and this time we're giving away
Wow.
Giving away $300.
$300. Whoa. Man, the weirdness of the OnlyFans that I'm going to be subscribing to now has just gone through the roof.
Big time same.
God, the people that are just squashing cake with their feet. Now they're going to get money from me.
Oh, you had to say cake. That's the one thing I want right now.
I'm going
to
win. I'm calling my shot. I'm going to win today.
Aaron, I'm sure you will. And JPC, I'm sure
what
you
the
will.
Fuck? Oh, okay.
Whew. Of course, the two of you are pitted against each other.
Yeah.
We've played this game three or four times before, I want to say. And
Let's call it four. $400 giveaway.
No, please.
Why not?
$2,000 giveaway. Uncle Addle writes a check.
Hit it, Arnie.
Money, money, money. Puzzies, puzzies, puzzies. It pays to be right. Addle revise.
Four.
$100 giveaway.
Addle revise.
Four.
$100 giveaway.
Based on the book Attitude, My Life and Riddies and Puzzies. Uncle Addle writes a check.
That's right. We're doing a 400.
$2,000 giveaway. Please. Uncle Addle writes a down payment.
Money, money, money. Puzzies, puzzies, puzzies. It pays to be right. Addle revise.
$2,000
giveaway.
Addle revise.
$2,000
giveaway.
Based on the book Attitude, My Life and Riddies and Puzzies. Uncle Addle writes a check.
Fuck me, that's too fast.
Please.
Uncle Addle runs a credit check.
Please, mercy.
No, never.
Well, we'll see how much money is won, but of course, to be sure, this is a game show and the two of you are pitted against each other. What's going to happen is I'm going to ask you a series of riddles. You can puzz in with the right answer. If you know it, you get some money. If you don't, you don't get money. You lose money is what that's what
no.
I'm seeing. That's what I'm seeing right here.
No.
Right.
Let me see that card. Oh, it does say you lose money.
Oh,
damn it.
No.
Oh, fuck.
Destroy the card.
Thank God I carry this around.
Fuck. Addle has a card that he carries around with him. It looks like a credit card, but where the name is printed, it just says, you lose money.
It's from Monopoly 2012. Remember when they used credit cards instead of the bank?
Boring.
Yeah.
Monopoly sucks. I'm saying
Monopoly
it.
2012. Obama's second Monopoly.
Hey, do you guys want to play financial stress together as a family before bed? Fuck Monopoly. Play something fun.
Ooh, fuck Monopoly. Is that kind of like is that like strip poker?
No.
It's like Twister with Monopoly. So I'm going to read you some riddles. You either get them or you don't. And along the way, we might have some fun surprises or some different categories. And of course, there's going to be some new features, which is at any point during this game, if one of you doesn't want to be in a scene that I call for, you simply just have to say, do I have to?
Oh, interesting.
And the other person will have to do a solo scene.
Great.
Of course, that might give them advantage because you can earn money and points winning scenes. So you'll have to use that at a well-timed moment. Any
Nothing
questions before
tastes
we start?
As good as I don't have to do improv feels.
Amen.
Let's go ahead and get started. Don't forget to puzz in.
Puzz in, yes.
For our special 300th episode. Puzz. Okay. Okay, here's the first riddle. What do these four words have in common? Canine, freight, often, and stone.
Puzz.
I think I heard JPC first.
No, you didn't. You heard me.
These are all Jim Belushi movies.
Puzz.
Wait.
Well, hold on. JPC, for a bonus point, I do want to hear the co-star of each one. Canine?
A dog named Ruffles.
Freight?
A dog named Potato Chips.
Often?
A dog named Bosch.
Stone?
Emma Stone.
Oh, Aaron, I'm afraid I have to give JPC $10 for that.
Okay. Yes! Emma Stone Puzz. Was great in Stone with Jim Belushi.
Aaron, you puzzed in.
There's a number in each of those.
Aaron, you're dead on. K9 for 8 off 10. One.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, you're correct.
Thank you.
So JPC got 10 points for whatever that was that he said. And Aaron, you get 50
How are
points.
Are you tired? Are you okay? Have we broken you? Have we broken your spirit? You started this show with a song in your heart and a riddle in your hat. And I fear that we've broken you down over time.
That can't be right.
Previously on Hey Riddle Riddle.
Hey, Aaron, JPC.
What's up, dick bags?
Fuck you, Oreos. Smack.
My throat, my nuts. ow. Did you guys want to start a podcast?
No, fuck you.
It's about riddles.
Farts, leaves.
I'm going to beat up your dad.
Wow.
And that was last week.
That was that was the episode 299.
That's when I had amnesia and I tried to start the podcast again. What if we had two concurrent running riddle podcasts? Well, I guess we do with the Patreon.
No, next April Fool's, what we have to do is we have to announce that we're doing a second brand new podcast, and then it's just episodes of Hey Riddle Riddle. We're just doing, it's a new podcast. We drop it in a brand new feed. It's another riddle podcast.
Okay.
That would be fucking awesome.
I don't want to see a scene, but I do want to see an initiation. Each of you are going to take turns for 30 seconds, starting off the first episode of a brand new riddle podcast that we'll be doing. Aaron, whenever you're ready, you are first. Well, not whenever you're ready, now, because you're first.
Hi, welcome back to a brand new episode by Riddle. Oh, I fucked
up. First episode. Welcome back to what?
Oh my God, you guys, we wanted to turn a new leaf and this feels the same. I messed up. JPC teases me. Adel's still sad. Why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? And scene.
100 points to Aaron for speaking truth to power. JPC, now.
Hey, everybody. This is JPC. The reason that you're hearing my voice and not my co-hosts, Adel and Aaron, is because they do not know that I am doing this. Times are hard, you know, it's hard out there for everybody. We gotta do more riddle podcasts. That's the only thing that I know how to do. It's the only thing that I can do. It's the only thing that I'm good at doing. But speaking of things that I'm good at doing, I will also be doing, I can't believe I'm doing this, my co-host's voice as well. So it's me, JPC, me, Adel Refai, and me, Aaron. welcome to Hey Riddle.
JBC, that's 50 points for a good intro. That's another 50 points for nailing Aaron's voice.
Hey! Yeah.
I always remember it as it's one level lower than eating gravel.
Fun trick.
Yeah, you just tuned down Tom Waits.
Yeah.
And 1 point for a pretty rough Adel impression.
Shit.
Let's get to another riddle here. You hold me with two hands, but I don't return the favor. The action's in your grasp, but on screen you see the labor. I have many buttons that you press in combination. I am no conductor, but I do work at a station.
Puzz?
Yes?
Would this be a remote control?
Pretty much, but okay. A little more specific.
A universal remote control.
We'll give it to you. It's a games controller.
Oh, so. Yeah, I was going to, yeah.
But
I think, remote control, you can play games on like a Roku TV, right?
No.
I just don't ever think I've heard it called a games controller. That seems like something when you don't have the rights to say PlayStation. You say, hey, man, can you hand me that games controller?
Okay, I do want to see a scene. Aaron, you are trying to connect with your nephew, JPC, but you have never in your life seen or played a video game system. You've only heard about them.
Hey, cool guy. How's kindergarten, man?
Hey, Aunt Tadra. It's going good.
Cool.
Is this going to be like a long conversation, or can I leave one headphone in and one headphone out?
Long conversation. Okay. A long hangout, maybe. I say we get some Pepsis, get some Doritos, and play the old...
Sorry, Aunt Tadra.
Game box.
I can't have Pepsis or Doritos because they're essentially poison for children. You would know that if you... What did my mom say? If you were capable, if your womb was hospitable to...
Pardon?
Sorry. I can't have anything like that.
Let's skip those dumb snacks that I hate anyways. Blech.
When is my mom coming back?
She said tomorrow, but I think she needs a couple days, to be honest. Seems like sort of on the verge of something. Let's play the...
She's going to Cabo with her boss. That's what she told me.
Yeah, that's what she told me too.
Yeah.
What does your dad think is happening?
My dad doesn't ask questions. He is actually kind of trapped in his own little world. He has his model trains.
Great. Let's play this... The... Something
play
box.
What? Play what?
It's a cube or a box or a...
This is a shoebox? You have a shoebox? What do we play with a shoebox? You trying to trap a cartoon rabbit?
No, there's some loose games in here. I thought maybe we could play. I used to play Duck Hunt on the old Nintendo, and I thought that we could play shoot 'em ups on the rectangle of games.
Let's see.
Okay.
1,000 points to you each.
Even. Yeah. I call that even.
Stevens. The next riddle is, my name is John. I'm often white. Wow, JPZ, this is
interesting.
Pretty much nailing you.
I have been called often white in many circles.
Puzz.
Aaron.
A toilet.
Come on.
Wow, it is a toilet. How did you know?
Because I'm looking at one right now and his name's John Patrick Cohen.
You can't possibly have a toilet named John Patrick Cohen
in your
closet.
That's the name of my toilet. I have a toilet and his name is JPC.
You know what my toilet's name is?
What?
President Joe Biden.
Wow, shots fired. Aaron, how many times a year do you use the toilet?
Once, maybe twice.
You get 2 points.
Thank you. Oh, no.
Should have aimed high.
No, my God, I'm an idiot. That's funny, though. Can I have one more point for it being kind of funny? I know it wasn't really funny. I know it was just okay.
Aaron is very funny.
Am I funny?
You get one. You're incredibly funny. You get one more point. Let me finish
You're very funny, but I wouldn't want to step on the floors at your house.
And I get
Let me finish the riddle just in case anyone was curious. My name is John. I'm often white. If you're desperate, I'm a welcome sight. I'm often engaged, but never wed. You use me more often than your own bed. Unless you're Aaron and then you use...
I miss. I either miss or I don't get there in time. Sue me.
I guess do you use a toilet more often than your own bed? Because typically you're in your bed for like 8 hours a day, but you're counting that as one use.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are you on the toilet more than 8 hours a day?
Depends.
Come on.
Sometimes I sleep on the toilet. It's the most comfortable seat in the house.
Yeah. If I fall asleep in my bed, my legs don't fall asleep, which is what I want. How are you supposed to rest if your legs don't fall asleep?
Okay, here's what's going on. This is episode 300. I'm very excited. This is a very special, cool
occasion.
You're
doing the intro now? We're like 20 minutes in.
Well, those people were in the studio before us, and I had to dump Dr. Pepper on that guy's face. Did you see his face?
Yeah. He's still here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm dumping another DP on him. Please, everyone, stop. I'm so wet with Dr. Pepper. It's sticky.
It's my fault. I kept bringing up beds, and I think we're all thinking of beds and getting a little too comfortable. So what we're going to do to kind of get some energy in our system and not be sleepy and yearning for a bed is we're going to do a rap for daddy.
Oh, my God.
Hell yeah.
These raps are going to be about sleep or beds, anything to do with covers, blankets, pillows, canopy beds, tents, anything involving a bed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready.
Aaron, since you said you're ready, you go now.
When I wake up in the morning, I want to weep because I immediately want to go back to sleep. My covers are soft and my covers are warm.
She had sleep and weep.
Here's a little thing about me. I want to catch some Z's. I don't want to make you snore. I realize that I'm being a bore. And I also a whore.
Also a whore. Aaron, no.
That's I'm my a friend whore. Aaron. That's I'm my a friend slutty Aaron. Gal. Oh, I like Aaron. To go out and have a lot of sex with a lot of different people, and I'm proud of it. A slut and a whore is me. I'm going to go and catch some Z's. That's my rap about not slut shaming and owning it.
Honestly, a slut and a whore is me is almost Shakespearean.
You guys, I have to be honest, I blacked out just now. What did I say? And
Aaron,
how did that go?
Casey,
are you with
we
us?
Realized?
when say a Nicki Minaj talks about like fucking a bunch of guys in her rap songs, it feels empowering. When you do it, Aaron, it feels like you're diminishing yourself.
No. I'm a slut and I'm proud.
I get that, but that's not the feeling.
That's not the vibe it gives. Can I say something about Rap for Daddy really quick?
Yes.
Every time I rap on this show, which is famously terrible, I know I'm bad at it. I can't rhyme. I can't think. I can't breathe. Addle will dive out of frame.
He dives out of frame?
He dives out of frame. Like my rap could somehow hurt him. And JPC protects his neck. Like my rap could somehow hurt him.
I get tense in the shoulders. It's really, really hard to look at you while you're doing it. It's really hard to do it. It's like that clip of that I think it was like a Miss America like pageant person like talking, answering a question about like politics or something, and you're just like tensing up the whole time because you're like, I want it to be over for you. I want you to not have to do this anymore.
Is that where she says, like the Iraq or something?
Yeah, like the Iraq.
I mentioned this before, but that guy I went on a date with said that to be funnier, you just need to suffer more. So I suffer through rapping to make one guy laugh at his desk to go, oh, that's awful, and have him have a little chuckle. I am doing the work for that person, that sure. lady who is folding her laundry right now. I'm trying to bring a smile to her face and make her go, thank God that's not me.
Yeah, at least that's not me.
Aaron, can you stop folding laundry and get back on the mic there? That was you.
Fine.
That was you.
No, it was me. It was awful. Why did you talk about being a whore?
I love you preceded it with, I'm such a bore and I'm a whore.
And I'm a whore.
As we enter the 300s,
yeah.
As we hit 301 through 399, I do think we should maybe start to record video. So when does rap, we can get some video evidence that might be shared around the internet. JPC, are you ready for your rap for Daddy?
Oh, I forgot that I have to do this. Yeah, it's kind of a formality, but I might as well get through
it's
it.
It's a formality.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
You just have to rap about anything to do with sleep or bedding, anything in that regard.
Yeah.
Whenever you are ready, which is now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I'm a slut. I like to fuck in my bed. A lot of people say that I'm fucked in the head. A lot of people say he sleeps on a mattress. I thought that guy just slept on rat piss. He's weird, a weird little guy. I wonder what it's like to die. I wonder what it's like to go to heaven. If I get there, will I be 7? Or will I be 11? Or will I be older? If I'm currently 35... and I die in the next 10 minutes. I'd like to think that in the afterlife, I come back already married to my wife and not as a little boy. Because a little boy who likes to fuck is bad news. I'm an older man, fully grown. I suck, I fuck, I like to bone. That's all I am saying. When I'm dead, I'll be laying next to, hopefully, my wife. If I meet her in the afterlife.
What the fuck just happened?
Oh, outstanding.
That was amazing. And give him all the points.
I just want to formally apologize because this was a little hard to watch.
Yeah.
This guy who's still in the studio, who's closing his eyes and thinking about his kid or something.
Yeah.
He seems very upset when you talked about heaven and if you're going to be a kid.
Yeah, and the wife stuff seems like it maybe struck a chord with him as well.
He could leave.
I don't know if he can hear, so I'm going to... What could I do to wake him up? Maybe...
You're filling a cup of Dr. Pepper right now. It seems like he's in more of like a Dr. Pepper induced coma where he's just kind of like standing there letting it happen.
Maybe.
Letting the Dr. Pepper wash over him.
Well, we'll leave him be for now, I guess. But I do have to award 100,000 points to each of you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then for Aaron, minus 50,000.
And that makes sense.
That tracks, and that tracks for Aaron.
Oh, very good. That was delightful. I'm so glad I called for that. Let's get into another riddle here. What is incredibly easy to get into and very difficult to get out of?
Trouble.
Pause.
That's tough to say. Each of you is going to say a three-word sentence, and I'll choose which one wins based off that.
Three-word sentence?
JPC, pretty good.
I'm here now.
I think JPC wins for accidentally saying a three-word sentence.
Blah, 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 blah. I'm going to be poor forever. I'll never win money on this stupid show. Blarp.
You're going to be poor forever. I have to give $2,000 away.
Hey, if we're speaking about poor forever, I've got my answer, and it's debt.
Oh, I think that works, but it's not what I have here, and we do have to go what's on the paper.
The fuck could possibly be on the fucking paper? All right, Aaron, what do you got?
Aaron, what do you have? What is incredibly easy to get into and very difficult to get out of?
I don't know.
Huh. Aaron, you can't even say, like, quicksand or a finger trap or
quicksand.
Any of that shit.
Aaron, you're not wrong, but what I have here is trouble.
I said trouble.
When?
I didn't pause. I said trouble at the beginning. Seriously.
Oh, instead of pausing, you said trouble.
I said trouble.
Okay. Interesting.
Casey, did you hear that? Play it back. Play it. We'll insert it here. Trouble.
Pause.
Aaron, we're in a very unique situation. This has never happened before on the podcast or, you know, specifically on the game show. What we're going to do is you're going to be doing an improv scene, not with JPC, but with a special guest that I have under this box. Do you want to take a guess who's under there? It's Little Monkey Bones.
Oh.
Oh.
Breathe?
He doesn't need to.
I'm seeing no air holes in this box.
Aaron, canonically, Little Monkey Bones doesn't have lungs.
Oh, okay.
He has airbags.
Then I'll stop worrying then.
He's a perfect clone.
So, Aaron, you said trouble. So you and Little Monkey Bones. Sorry, JPC, you'll set this one up.
Yeah,
Aaron, you and Little Monkey Bones are going to do a scene about trying to pull a prank in high school, sort of getting in trouble in high school.
Great. And Little Monkey Bones is a perfect clone of a perfect clown, JPC. Hey, Little Monkey Bones?
Do I have to?
No, Little Monkey Bones, don't.
Aaron, I'm so sorry. Little Monkey Bones used his one. Do I have to?
The fuck? Okay. I'll do it
so
myself.
So Little Monkey Bones does get to sit this scene out?
I get to sit out. Aaron has to do the scene of being in a high school alone.
And Aaron, I'm so sorry to say, because of the timing of Little Monkey Bones using that, since he said it in the scene, you do have to play Little Monkey Bones.
I figured. Hey, Little Monkey Bones, I was thinking sort of about the prank we're playing later, and I feel like it's too much.
No, it's not too much. It's gonna make all our classmates laugh.
Yeah, but Little Monkey Bones, it seems like kind of dangerous. We're sort of like burning the school down. It doesn't seem so much like a prank as it is like arson.
Arson? I hardly know her. I'm Little Monkey Bones. I'm a perfect clone. We're gonna make the school catch on fire and all the kids will clap and cheer. And I'll get to stay in high school a little less time and go on to the real world and follow my Little Monkey Bones dreams.
I think I'm out, Little Monkey Bones. You're on your own here.
Oh, I guess I'm on my own. I'm Little Monkey Bones. Time to burn down a school.
Scene.
Wait a second. Who is this? Ooh la la.
Attracted to me now, Little Monkey Bones.
Oh, the klaxons are going off. Little Monkey Bones, that is our secret phrase in Uncle Adel Writes a Check. You have won a live in the moment date with Aaron's Little Monkey Bones. Let's get both Little Monkey Bones down here off
God
to the
damn
stage
it.
Left.
I can't believe Little Monkey Bones won. That's the thing I wanted to win.
Okay, and we have some spaghetti here on a table. Aaron's Little Monkey Bones, meet Little Monkey Bones, and here's the start of your date.
Ashante, enchanted, I'm sure.
Ashante, enchanted, I'm sure.
Well, it seems I have finally met my match. Speaking of match, would you like to light something on fire?
Mon ami, I would like to light something on fire. And speaking of that, can I pour you some wine where I just complain at you?
I'd love to give you more opportunity to keep talking.
This spaghetti's too cold on my hot tongue.
Ooh, you got a hot tongue? I have a hot tongue, too. Maybe we could do the tongue twist, tuck, twang, gumbo, dingo.
Battle, this is awful to watch. Can we?
No, Aaron.
Shut it down.
I'm loving it.
We're gonna go
I'm fucking
to,
loving it.
We're going to go to commercial break, and then let this keep going, and we'll be right back.
I'll tell you what, I thought I was a slut from my raps, but these little monkey bones are putting me to shame.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people
I can
actually
see that.
Sometimes I, like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course,
you know
no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever
you're
ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, beeple, papa, beeple, papa, beeple, papa, beeple, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay.
You gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's... are razor blades...
Huh, dang, okay. Yeah, good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Hanson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay, what that's, do we think? That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Hanson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Hanson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
And Hanson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Hanson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil. Yeah, so she's not going
to
be
She's in
able
a world we can't even
us.
Begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Hanson Shaving, 100 free blades!
So is it like Blade Siblings, or he got cloned, or...
I don't quite know how it works. This show is brought to you by Helix Sleep. You know what? All of this... trying to get Aaron out of this ancient evil book that she's been sucked into has really drained me, Adel. And I think it's time for us to just take a little nap. And what better way to do it than on our Helix Sleep mattresses?
Oh, Helix Sleep is the saving grace in my life right now. I'm so stressed. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I'd be able to sleep. But because of my Helix Sleep mattress, I sleep like a baby, even though Aaron's, somewhere in the dark abyss of the book.
And we don't know. We don't know what's in the book. We just know that it's a book. We don't know that she doesn't have a Helix Sleep mattress in there. We don't know that inside of the book you can't take the Helix Sleep quiz, which I did, and I got matched with a Midnight Luxe mattress, which is one of the best nights sleep I've ever had on this mattress. It's such a relaxing sleep. And we don't know that that's not what Erin's experiencing in the book that she got sucked into.
Yes, and we realize everybody is unique, and everyone sleeps differently. You know, Erin sleeps inside of a book. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. I know me, Gemma, our cats, we all lay on this bed and we all just zonk. We're all just so comfortable.
Yeah. Plus, it's shipped straight to your door, free of charge, and you get a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Plus, models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side, models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions, plus enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night, and if there were to be a mattress that helps you sleep in the abyss of the book that you're trapped into, I think Helix would be a strong contender for making that mattress, which they don't currently, I do have to say.
Yeah, and we should say their sort of booklet that comes with the mattress, if you open that, you're totally fine. You're not going to, it's not going to put you in a new sort of...
The book that Aaron got sucked into was over 100 years old. So yes, Helix hasn't been around as a company for that long. Not to knock them, but I mean, like a lot of companies haven't been around for over 100 years.
They're going to be. And that's
because they certainly will.
That's because they're doing such things as offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/riddle and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
And don't touch 100-year-old books. watching 2 little monkey bones fuck on a big pile of cold spaghetti. I didn't have that on my 2024 bingo. It's the center square.
Yeah, you have it right there in the center.
It's famously the one that is kind of a gimme. The one that's like the easiest to get. Yeah,
that's the Hey Riddle Riddle gimme. We knew. Yeah. What else is on that
big
bingo?
Pile of cold spaghetti.
JPC, can you read some more stuff on your Hey Riddle Riddle bingo card for this year?
Okay. Oh, look at this one. Adel diving out of frame when Aaron starts rapping.
Oh, nice.
Aaron puking on the podcast. We got that one as well.
Well, that one happened fast.
Yeah. God, honestly, it's what? We're in May or April? We're in April of 2024, and I've already filled up, it looks like, the majority. I have bingo several times over.
Wait, you have bingo?
It looks like I have bingo. Yeah.
Bring it up here.
Okay, please.
Check this. Yes. Dive out of frame. Okay, the monkey balls. Yeah. Okay, JPC. It looks like, wow. I didn't think this would happen until episode 500. JPC does have a confirmed bingo, so that means you go to the bonus round.
Yes.
Whoa!
Yes.
Okay, come over here to this podium, and we have a box here on stage. You want to take a guess what's under this box?
Oh, please be a human heart that I have to eat before I can go back to my seat.
That's on my bingo card.
Aaron, is that
I already got bingo. I already got bingo. Bullshit if she gets bingo.
JPC, you're going to be facing off in a lightning round, lightning bonus round against our very special guest. Let me just lift up the box here, and here's our special guest. Howard Dean. So you're going to be in a quick lightning bonus round against Howard Dean. JPC, are you ready?
Yes.
JPC, first question for you. What was Lucille Ball's social security number?
Lucille Ball, real person, also played Lucy on a television show.
Okay, that is time.
Oh!
Howard Dean, what sound does a cowboy make? That's a point. Fair. JPC,
okay.
Who had a batting average of .278 in 1932 in the Western Conference of the MLB?
Okay, 1932. So this is going to be in between World War I and World War II. And the baseball players of that time hit.
That is time. Howard Dean, same question. Oh, I dropped the card. Different question. When you stub your toe, you make this sound. That's a point for Howard Dean.
I love this.
What? And what's the score? Dean up two, right?
It's 2-0. It's 2-0.
It's ball game. Okay.
Oh, and actually, you asked me a question, so that's a minus point for you, and we go back to Howard Dean.
Fuck!
Howard Dean. Howard Dean once famously made this noise. That's correct.
I knew
ooh,
that
it's
one.
3-1.
I knew that one.
JPC.
Yes.
Howard Dean lost his entire career for making this noise. JPC, that's correct.
Yes.
Sort of feels like Howard Dean stole that answer from him, though.
Oh.
No, yeah, that was me. I was making. No, listen to Howard Dean make the noise.
Okay.
That's me. I was the second one. One more time.
What?
Okay, JPC, can you leave a little more space between you and Howard Dean?
Okay.
Yeah, you're really like chomping at his heels there. Let
him
finish.
Fine, Howard, please. Okay, and now I will go.
Why does yours have crowd sounds?
Howard Dean wins that round.
Come on!
Okay, we give him 500 points, which is $500. Howard Dean, thank you so much for your time.
He needed a win, JPC.
Yeah,
let it
really
be.
Did. And honestly, it was awesome to meet him. Meeting one of my heroes.
Me too.
And Howard, we can cut this sort of talk out right here, but is there anything you want us to plug or promote?
We'll validate your parking for you, and we'll send you home with a warm meal.
Well, that's why I'm so fucking confused.
Oh, okay, fine.
Okay, get out of here, Howard Dean.
Jeez.
Consummate gentleman.
I guess it wasn't just a scream. He's kind of an asshole.
He is my dream guest for this show. So, Howard Dean, if you're listening, and I know you are, God, this sucks. No, no, Aaron. No other Aaron. Soundboard Aaron. It doesn't suck. It doesn't suck.
Aaron, what are the odds that we can get Howard Dean on this show?
I'm going to look up and see if he's still alive.
He is still alive.
He is still alive.
We've also had a couple of people email with like kind of tangential connections to Howard Dean, but I don't know if he'd enjoy himself on the show.
Here's the thing. You're Howard Dean. Your people come to you and they say, this podcast emailed and asked if you'd be on. Should I just go ahead and delete it? No, no, no. Let me see the email. He looks us up. He looks for the most recent episode with a rounded number. That's 300. What a nice even number. He hits play, skips ahead a little bit. He hears this exact same segment.
Hmm.
Does he guess?
No.
He heard himself win.
Yeah, he did. And we do love him, genuinely. We love him.
Genuinely. Howard Dean, if you're listening.
Also, by the way, I mean, he could go to pretty much any episode we've recorded in the last, let's say, 100 episodes, and there's a pretty good chance that you'd hear Howard Dean scream in one of those episodes.
That was the center of the bingo card last year, is hear a Howard Dean scream.
Uh-huh. It's just a gimme.
I do want to see some solo scenes, some quick solo scenes. These will be, we'll say, maybe 15 seconds. And I just want to hear what each of you would say if you were standing outside Howard Dean's window, a la Say Anything, sans boombox. And this is you trying to convince Howard Dean to come on Hey Riddle Riddle. JPC, we'll have you go first.
What am I doing in Vermont? I want to say, why am I here? How did I get here? Is that where I am? Is this Vermont? Hello?
Scene. Beautiful.
Just looking up, where does Howard Dean live?
100 points because Vermont sounds right.
Yeah, sure.
Aaron, whenever you're ready.
On January 19th, 2004, history changed forever. A man in Iowa showed enthusiasm. He just was a little bit excited, and a political career ended up in ruins. Howard Dean, please come on to Hey Riddle Riddle, because we would like to be the ones to formally apologize for what we did to you. 12 years after that, politics became such a circus shit show, we literally let Donald Trump be president. We are so sorry that we let you down just because you got a little too happy one time.
Aaron.
We're about to let him down again in about 5 months, too. Just so we're being honest.
Oh, God.
Aaron, come out from behind the desk.
Yes.
Did you time travel and bring sixth grade Aaron into the studio to read an essay she clearly wrote about Howard Dean?
Do I get in trouble if that's what I did?
That's clearly sixth grade Aaron.
Do I get in trouble?
How do we get her back to her time?
She's stuck here. She's better off here. I have awesome snacks in my house. I'll let her watch TV all day long.
Well, it's only fair that we travel back in time and grab sixth grade JPC.
Yeah. Once you have one kidnapping charge, you might as well add another one onto it. They can't get you for two kidnappings. Hey, I would also just like to say, Howard Dean was the governor of Vermont.
Nailed it.
Nice. Nailed good memory.
It's tucked in the folds there somewhere. Let's do another riddle. What does nobody want, yet also nobody wants to lose this once they have it? A beautifully phrased riddle.
I don't know.
Nobody wants it, but no one wants to lose it once they have it?
Correct.
Kid?
Puzz.
Aaron.
What? What did I say?
Nobody wants kids. Aaron.
What did I say?
Aaron, JBC's a new father.
Oh, I forgot.
What's
your baby's name? Is it Bimbly? I want to say your baby's name is
it's
Bimbly.
It's Bimblo. God
whatever.
Damn it.
God bless little Bimblo.
Hey, JBC, you said that's a family name?
Oh, that's
yeah, it's
fun.
A Hobbit family name.
100 points to Adel.
Blimblo Blabbins. As I live and breathe. Puzz.
Yes.
Your virginity.
What does nobody want, yet also nobody wants to lose this once they have it?
What?
JBC, that's a very good guess. That is incorrect.
That
is
insane. You are crazy.
Aaron, you said you want a hint. I would say, I'm not going to be so jaded as to say we're experiencing this, but in some way we experience this.
Puzz!
JPC.
Ego death.
It is not ego death.
Damn it.
What does nobody want, yet also nobody wants to lose this once they have it?
Puzz.
JPC.
Thousands of listeners of a riddle podcast.
Close. Very close, actually. Weirdly
close.
Tens
of thousands of listeners of a riddle podcast.
Dozens of listeners?
I do want, while we think on this answer, I do want to see a scene just to backtrack slightly. The two of you are elves in a high fantasy world.
Sure.
And a new baby has been named, and you are the two sort of elf elders who have been brought in to name the baby, and yet you can't really decide on a name.
Oh, this is a tough one. This is... I feel like I've got all my good names out.
After 800 years of naming things, I feel kind of at a loss.
Okay, okay, okay. Jism. No. What? No. Why did I say
Whoa.
That?
Whoa. Whoa.
I was thinking like wizard names and I... Jism. Ugh.
What
I
about...
Say that.
Jizifer. No? Oh my god, what is happening?
What are we doing? What are we doing? All right, move. Yeah. But you know what? Let's say a bunch of words, like non-sequitur words, clean out our system, like a porcupine, avocado, candelabra.
Pineapple, okay, well.
Now.
What? What?
Nothing, nothing.
Okay.
All right. Ghislaine Maxwell. No, that's, come on, that's awful. I can't, ooh, boy. We're elves. We're elves.
Jizifer Jizson Lee. Jizifer Love Hewitt.
Jizzen Bateman. No. Yes. Come on. No.
Jizzen Gordon Levitt. Jizz. Gosh. Sorry. Maybe we should take lunch and then come back after this?
What about this? What about this? What if we just give the baby one of our names?
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Great.
All right. Kyle, come.
Oh, no, what are we doing? What is
what are
this?
We doing?
Where are we?
Where are we? Are we even elves?
Scene. Those
no,
were
Aaron
two
Eichol scene.
High
Aaron
college
Eichol
students.
Scene. Back in. Back into it. Back into it.
Oh, no.
Aaron, do you want to lose
we
points?
Even, yeah, are we even elves? We look like we're in a fraternity basement, and there are drugs on the table.
Grizzly Bear. That's right.
A beautiful name.
A
for
beautiful,
a beautiful
name for
babe.
A baby girl.
Beautiful.
See, now see. Now see.
Excuse me. I didn't quite leave the room yet. Abdul, was it? Adel. Abdul. Is this what you guys do in the show?
Yeah, it's like improv and we do scene.
Improv like this?
Yeah, I think it's we're just having fun.
Okay. Could I guess sometime?
Hey guys.
What's up?
Yeah.
Do we think Plomp could ever guest on the show?
He's sort of like a Patreon character that you play.
Let me ask him.
Aaron, what do you, oh, Aaron, what do you mean by sort of? What sort of do it in that sense?
That's a good question. Let me ask him. It's certainly the funniest response to that, though.
Aaron, because you shattered Plomp's reality...
Sorry.
He wasn't supposed to know he was a character. No, 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 Aaron. Don't say sorry because you're about to be punished severely along with JPC.
Yes.
What?
Now your Patreon characters are going to have to rap for daddy.
No.
Choose a Patreon character that you play and you have to rap for daddy with that character.
Haha, JP Reynolds is a main feed character. I don't have to select him.
Do I play characters on the Patreon?
Aaron. Certainly. Let's think of some of Aaron's famous Patreon characters. The State Lady.
Oh, shut up.
No, that's just there.
Tuna 15.
Oh, Tuna 15.
The
great
Tuna
character.
15.
Yes, a recent poll. The
I do.
Tuna 15 Lady.
Can we make Tuna 15 merch? Because I keep yes. getting requests for it, and I also want it.
I
Aaron,
want Tuna 15 merch.
We can do anything we want.
Can do anything we want.
Let's make Tuna 15 merch. Will you all buy right. it? And then in
Aaron...
Let's leave space for the listeners to respond now, like Dora the Explorer or like Blue's mm-hmm. Clues. Will you buy Tuna 15 merch?
Yeah, well, you're pointing at me and JPC. Yes, we said yes.
Oh
Aaron,
no,
I'm
okay. going
to throw out. I'm going to throw out some Patreon episodes just to remind you of maybe some of your characters. Okay,
great.
Public Access 4. Does that do anything for you? The spaceship, the one that we're on a spaceship. Anything
oh, yeah.
there?
Yeah. There's a couple of those.
This day in improv history, the one we did the second time, which was one day off of the first time we did.
Oh, all the
This is not
Beatles
a good
references.
Ad for our Patreon.
Now, Aaron, who's the Ethel? Who has
Coco
the parties?
Cashmere?
No,
oh,
Cashmere.
Ethel has
Ethel
parties.
Mermaid. Yeah.
How about
Ethel
either?
Mermaid.
You could rap as either Ethel or Chanel, Coco Chanel, Coco Cashmere.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna rap mm-hmm. as Ethel, I guess.
is Ethel. Great. JPC, have you selected your Patreon character?
Yes, I'm going to rap as Brian's Turtles.
What?
A character I don't really remember how they sound. Perfect. Or what their whole thing is. That's what I will select.
And just to keep it fair, Ethel will have you rap about turtles, and Brian will have you rap about parties.
What?
Okay, great.
I bet you wish you hadn't informed Plomp he's a character now, huh?
I would like to go first.
Okay, JPC, I'll allow it.
Party, 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 that's what I'm about. My name is Brian, and I'm a pet store owner. Oh no, I got a boner. What is this, math class? If it is, it's history for my ass. I'm back in school because I'm in sixth grade. I went through time to come to this parade. Animal parade, let's play it right now. Bada, 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 a grenade with a cow. Look around and look around. It's animal parade in your hometown. Brian's Turtles out.
If there's one Patreon character that would be into Animal Parade, it's Brian's Turtles.
Brian's Turtles, I think, would be way into Animal Parade.
Casey, for my rap, can you put like in post like a 1930s like filter over it so it sounds like it's coming out of like a record player? Thank you. That's what Ethel sounds like.
Sure. Okay.
All right, I'm ready.
Aaron. Oh, I'm so sorry. Aaron's over there. Ethel, you are now going to rap about turtles whenever you're ready.
What you've heard, I'm very fertile. I'm gonna have sex with a turtle. We're gonna make babies and they're gonna be cute. They're gonna come down my chute, my vagina. Then they'll crawl to the ocean. They're going to cause a commotion.
Stop it. Guys, I hurt Adel.
You got so deep into that, Ethel. You
got broke so,
you did three rhymes.
Ethel Mermaid out.
Casey's typing. I don't want to hear it, Casey. I don't want to hear it, Casey. This is too good. Don't stop. He's being facetious. I'm done. Cut the music.
Aaron, you nailed every single one of those rhymes. You hit ocean commotion, fertile turtle.
What did I say? I don't know what I said.
Aaron, we cracked the code. You have to rap in character.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm not kidding. Oh, Casey, bless. Bless you, Casey. A sainthood bestowed upon you. Can we make Casey a saint? Do we have who makes saints? Saint Casey.
The Pope?
Saint Sleepo.
The bishops?
We can do it.
Aaron.
This is a citizen's arrest version of making someone a saint.
Aaron, yep. It hadn't even occurred to me to make Casey rap for daddy.
Casey.
No. Wow. Oh, I guess that's an
election. Wow, wait. You can just say no to this shit? Whoa. What the fuck?
That's a novel idea.
Wait. What's the, what do you have to say? You have to say,
Do I have to?
Don't help him.
Do I
Aaron.
Have to?
Okay, Casey got out of it.
Wow.
What does nobody want, yet also nobody wants to lose this once they have it?
Oh, we're still doing a riddle? What the hell?
Virginity. Oh, sorry. I forgot I was supposed to mute. I forgot.
We were looking
nobody
for...
Wants...
Yes,
but nobody wants to lose once they have.
Yes.
I don't know. Silence, the wind.
A death wish.
Silence, the wind. I think that's a book.
Yeah.
Death wish is very good. That's a movie. It is paid work.
Oh.
I guess.
Huh. Nobody wants to be paid for their work?
I think people don't like working.
What the fuck? That's different from nobody wants this.
Hey, man, back off.
No.
I don't come up with these. I just read these. Hey, come on.
Give me here.
Hey, come on.
Spank me. You got to spank me. Huh? You open his dot. Huh?
Huh?
What?
What?
Huh?
Let's all spank me.
Spank me. Huh?
Let's all spank me. What goes further when it goes more slowly?
What goes further when it goes
a
more
tortoise.
Slowly? Pause.
And the rap's over. Yes, JPC.
This is going to be a planet. They move very slowly, but they travel very far.
I could fall asleep to this. This should be a JPC guided meditation. Have you done a space one yet?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah, there's the space one.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, patreon.com/HeyRiddleRiddle.
I'm glad I asked.
Meditations. What goes...
I would... Here's the thing. In a way, this is a planet.
Interesting.
I think there's a podcast called Planet Blank.
Planet Hollywood. Oh.
What goes further when it goes more slowly? Maybe I'm wrong.
Money. What goes further?
Aaron?
Wow.
Money. Wow. I wish I could give it to you, but you forgot to do
something.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I paused in to say sorry. Aren't I cute?
How old are you again?
40, I think.
Oh, no.
It feels like 40. Looks like 40. Looks like 50. Feels this like 40. Is 32.
If it walks like a duck and acts like a duck, it's 40.
Mm-hmm. What is that, Aaron? The weather in Chicago? Come on.
Come on. Oh, shut up about it.
Shut your mouth about it. Spank me, even.
Spank me.
Casey, clip that part.
No, I would say don't clip it. I'd say just to be safe.
Just to be safe to Aaron, let's not clip that ever.
We're going to do two more riddles here.
Okay.
Great. Thank you, Adol.
Thank you. Oh, wow. What manners? A king, a queen, and twins all lay in a large...
Manners don't get you points no more.
Oh, I actually wrote down 1,000 points, but was going to tell you later, but then you... Okay, I'll just take those away.
I threw a grenade into my game. I'm an idiot.
A king, a queen, and twins all lay in a large room. Yet there are no people anywhere to be seen. How is this true?
Sounds like my Friday night.
You didn't pause in. She didn't pause in to say that thing about her Friday night. Pause.
JBZ.
This is like a Three Bears house, except there's an extra bed because these are all mattresses.
Ding, ding, ding. The king, the queen, and twins are all beds or mattresses. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I actually like that riddle.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay.
And that's a mattress store, right? We're seeing the solution there is like a mattress store?
Yeah.
Those things that can't possibly still be in business. No one buys mattresses from brick and mortar stores anymore. They all have to be fronts for crime.
People go in there all the time and just lay down on every single bed.
Hey, guys, cool it, okay?
What?
Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Wait, what's going on? Are we in trouble?
Yeah, just... Relax, okay? Let's just not talk about mattress stores and what they're doing.
Yep.
Are you doing a guided meditation? What is this?
Nope. Just trying to keep the peace. I don't want them to come after us. So let's just...
Okay. Obviously, Aaron didn't listen to my fourth guided meditation, which was me doing it in a mattress store. embarrassing for her.
I don't want to pay for them. I want them for free. I feel like I should get them for free. Oh, I could. They're on the Dropbox.
Yes.
Idiot, I'm gonna listen. You idiot, I'm gonna listen to my friend do something funny and cool. You idiot. Oh, you're a fool. I can't wait to listen. Oh, I'm gonna listen today, idiot.
I would have loved if you had purchased them. That'd be very funny to me.
I might now. Now I will. Okay.
Why not? Hey, if you're just going to do it, don't do it through your phone. Don't do it through the iOS. They charge you extra money to do it through iOS. Do not do that.
I'll do it through my computer.
Thank you. Thank you. Adol, any more brain busters? What else you got for me, man?
Instead of doing this last riddle, what I'd like to do, just because I want to see you two kind of, you know, end episode 300 on a good note.
Okay.
There's a little bit of tension here.
Not me yelling that JPC's an idiot. That's not a vibe.
It's mostly that coming from Aaron. But what I'd like to see is for the two of you to sort of mend this broken fence.
Sure.
And I'd like to see the two of you improvise a guided meditation together.
Great.
About turtles and parties.
Or whatever.
Or whatever. Or whatever it needs to be.
Or whatever. Walk with us down an empty beach. The sun is just peeking over the horizon.
Anne, do I have to?
JPC?
He's such an asshole.
Aaron, I'm so sorry.
He already did his.
No, Little Monkey Bones did his.
Oh my God! He is Little Monkey Bones! monkey bones. Here's, Aaron, sort here's of. The
thing. Aaron,
no. He's sort of little monkey bones.
No, it's a clone.
Aaron, here's the thing.
Clone.
Aaron, here's the thing. You have, you have about 83,000 points. I will let you trade in 80,000 points to make little monkey bones join the guided meditation.
I'm not giving up those points.
Okay.
Wow, you can smart. Do it for free.
Smart. All right. Aaron, please continue.
Walking down an empty beach. Oh, look. We've come upon a message in the bottle. What does it say? Let's slowly open it. It says, I will have my revenge on JPC. It will be sweet. It could come next week or next year, but it will come for him. He should watch his fucking back. Oh, sort of a stressful message. Put it back in the bottle. Throw it off into the sea. Sort of meant for someone named JPC. We'll continue our guided meditation. Oh, another bottle on the beach. Let's pick it up and open it. I'm not kidding. This revenge might not even just be on the podcast. It could be something I do in real life. And it could be so unreasonable that you feel concern. It could be financial ruin, emotional ruin, spiritual ruin, or interpersonal ruin coming for you, JPC. Huh, that's weird. Join us next week on a guided meditation where we'll continue picking up bottles on the beach.
Doctor, I don't understand. My back is in knots, but I listen to guided meditation.
And I've been eating the bottles.
Ah!
Monkey Bones. Hey, Monkey Bones, come here. Hey, come here.
Spank me.
Oh, Monkey Bones.
I'll spank you in a minute, but it's the end of our 300th episode.
Oh, no.
No, it's a good thing.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we made it to 300. It's a big deal.
Congratulations.
Yeah, for whatever reason, the sort of membrane between Patreon and Madefeed is... been really thin this episode. A lot of characters are sort of walking through this back and forth. Is there anything you want to promote, Little Monkey Bones?
Oh, boy. Yeah, there's something that I'd love to promote. I haven't really made this announcement on the show because it's been a while since I've been on, but me and the wife, we have had a baby.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Wow. Aaron, do you feel bad about your kids' joke now?
No.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
The baby's name is Blimbo Blaggins. He's going on a quest. So if you are an elf, a dwarf, two men, or a wizard, or four little guys, please get at me because my son, Blimbo Blaggins, needs a crew.
Okay, and here's your spank as promised.
Oh, and one for me. And Aaron, one for Little Monkey Bones for good measure. Just a quick spank for Little Monkey Bones.
Yeah, off you go.
Okay, we All finally right. got Aaron on record spanking the monkey.
I'd like to promote nothing.
Aaron, please.
No, I would like to promote nothing.
Aaron, please.
Aaron.
Fine, check out JPC's guided meditations. I'm listening to them today. I've listened to one of them, of the new ones, and it was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to finish up the rest today, and I'm going to enjoy them, and I would hope that you would join me, so check those out. Adel, anything to plug?
I want to plug Howard Dean. Thank him so much for coming on, and he has a new... Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's the name of the new book. So check out that book. Also, Plomp, is there anything you want to...
What's your point? I beat your character.
Oh, Plomp.
Come on.
Wow, Plomp.
You're not a character. I mean, everyone's kind of
sort
a character.
Of.
Yeah.
Am I even real? If I cut myself, do I even bleed?
Don't do it. Don't
No, I'm not
out.
Going to. It's like poetic.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. Yeah,
like, but, I would never.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Felix Missing Son, is there anything you want to...
Looks like he's just...
Dump a Dr. Pepper.
Looks like he's just standing in the corner. Looks like he's kind of waiting for the filling up a big cup of Dr. Pepper. He's waiting for this, right? I mean, wow. He wants this.
Yeah,
he would
like
keep standing here if
he's
I...
smiling.
Slowly pour... Yeah, oh, look, a big smile. A big smile.
Oh,
the wet Dr. Pepper.
Oh,
he likes it. He likes it.
Wow, what a good boy.
And a little spank for a little monkey bones.
I'd like to go ahead and plug season 15 of sitcom D&D, season 36 of Magic Tavern. You
nope.
can find them wherever you find good podcasts. And for Aaron Keefe and Adel Rafai, this has been Hey Riddle Riddle's 300 episodes. Good night, God bless, and good luck spanking the monkey.
Jupiter.
JPC, do you take Zell for $2,000?
Yeah.
And John Patrick Collins. Casey Tony did the editing. party parents in the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey there, waddlers and snow hens. If you like that, you are going to love this week's episode. April of the Penguins continues with some more Penguin Baseball League content. This time, we've got a Penguin Baseball League documentary. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or start your 7-day free trial or the Review Crew for $8 a month. Plus, you get those ad-free episodes. See you there!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.